Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, the final blot in Masechet Shkolim. Wow. This has been a beautiful trip for the last 3 weeks, delving into Yerushalmi as part of the Daf Yomi Talmud Bavli. We're up to Chof Aleph Amid Beis, final 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid, where we begin a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Basi kachi kudishim shenitma, bein va'avatama, bein v'vladatama, bein v'fnim, bein v'chutz, b'shami omim hakol yisarif v'fnim, chutz mishenitma b'av hatama v'chutz. You'll recall when we learned kachim, as well as back in the Sechtes Pesachim, we learned that there were 2 batei deshen at the base of Migdash. There was another base of deshen outside Yerushalayim, but that's not the focus of today. That base edition outside Yerushalayim, that was miyuchad for kabbonis that were supposed to be burned, because that's what the Torah tells us to do. For instance, the par and the sword that were brought on Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us, go and take mechutz l'machane and burn it there on the base edition. The same thing applies to par kohen mashiach, par helm davar shel tzibur. But those were kosher kabbonis which are burned outside. Here we're talking about kachi kudishim that became tomei, or became posel biyotze, or became other types of psulim, where there are 2 nabotei deshen. One inside the azora itself. In the azora itself, there was a mokaim where they would go and burn karbonos, which unfortunately became posel. Hopefully this did not happen on a daily basis, but whenever it would occur, you have that base edeshen inside the Azar. Then there was another base edeshen which was on the Temple Mount, on the Har HaBayis, but not within the base of Migdash itself. It was in the Chel. It was on the Har HaBayis. Okay, both of those were used for Kachi Kudishim. The one that was inside the Azara was exclusively for Kachi Kudishim. The one that was on the Har HaBayis could also be used for Kachim Kalim, although generally, when you burned Kachim Kalim that became possible, you did it within the ear, within the city of Yerushalayim. But we, if you remember, we had back in the Masechtes Pesachim, people that were traveling were not at home, and they were taking with them in their knapsacks a piece of carbon, and then he left Yerushalayim. Oh, what did I do? I left Yerushalayim, I took out my carbon, it now becomes posel biyotzei. He has to bring it back into Yerushalayim. And if he's a traveler, not a resident of Yerushalayim, he can go to the Har HaBayis and he can go and burn it there. But usually it was used for kachi kudishim that became posel. Now, you're wondering, why do we have to have 2? One inside the Azara and one on the Chel outside the Azara. So that's what our Mishnah is going to tell us. A 4-way machloikis. When did you use the Beis HaDeshen? Inside. When did you use the Beis HaDeshen? Outside. Machloikis Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Akiva.
When I think of the Beis HaDeshen, I think of right on the side of the Mizbeach.
You're thinking of that small little area right next to the Kevesh
where they
put down the Trumas Hadeshen every single day, and they also threw, what did they throw?
The Chatas Ofen, they were mounted the head.
They had it, right.
They would go and throw it all the way from the other side, all the way over to the Kevesh. Right. You had to have a good, strong pitching hand.
They brought it from the, southwest corner,
right? The opposite of the Kevesh, right?
Beautiful.
That's the Makom Hadeshen.
But that's not where they did the burning, because whatever fell on that spot was Nivla B'mkoymei, went all the way down miraculously. It was absorbed into the ground. Beyond that, also on the eastern side of the Kevesh, it was called a Beis Hadeshen Godol. I don't call Beis HaDeshen Gadol. If you look at the last 3 lines of the Taklan Charetin, all the way in the bottom, this is your favorite, Yerush, all the way in the bottom. See? The Beis HaDeshen HaGadol. That means this was a much larger Beis HaDeshen. This larger Beis HaDeshen was used.
And that was located in the Chiyo?
That was located in the Azora itself. You see, it says, the Beis HaDeshen HaGadol, Shehoyah Bazora. 3 lines to the bottom.
Okay.
Yisorah Bifnim, the Beis HaDeshen HaGadol, Shehoyah Bazora. Therefore, Shisham, Sorfen, Psule, Kachi, Kodeshim, Shapsule, Bakoidish, Sorfen, Oisai, Bakoidish.
Where was it relative to the Kevesh? And
to the right, to the Mizrach side. to the Mizrach side. So it was beyond that small little mini base edeshen where they put down the Trumas edeshen every day. Just keep on going before you get to the wall, before you get to, I guess, the Ezra Yisrael, or carved out.
In that space there, in this parallel to the Kevesh.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, once again, the question is, when do you use the Beis HaDeshen Bifnim? When do you use the Beis HaDeshen Bachut? Says our Mishnah. It depends, number one, on the severity, that is, the level of Tumah. We're not focusing now on Psul Yotze or other Psulim. We're focusing in particular on Psul Tumah. And we're saying it depends on the severity of the Tumah, the level of the Tumah. Number two, it also depends on where did this Kachi Kodeshim become Tameh, inside or outside. Is Zokta Mishnah. Basin Kachi Kodeshim Shinitma. Bein ba'ava tuma, bein bevlada tuma. Say if the kachi kudishim touched an avatuma. Everybody knows what an avatuma is. For instance, it touched a nevela, it touched a dead sheret, etc. Or it touched a vladatuma. Vladatuma means a rishonatuma, which is something which touched the avhatuma. Exactly the nature of this vladatuma, we're going to have a machloikis im yetz Hashem on the Amid Aleph as we conclude the Mishnah. But suffice it to say, Vlada Tumah obviously is one step removed from Ava Tumah, and therefore it's a less severe form of Tumah. So says Beis Shammai, Sai, if the Kachi Kudishim was Tumah with the Big Daddy, with the Ava Tumah, Sai with the son, the Vlada Tumah, the Rishon Tumah, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz, Sai, if it became Tumah inside the Azara, Sai, if it became Tumah outside the Azara. In all of these cases, everything should be burnt inside on the Beis HaDeshen in the Azara, even though it was already outside. The Avatum of Vladatum in this Kachi Kudish was outside. Bring it back in, burn it in the Azara, with the exception, Chutz, Mishenitma bi'av hatuma bachutz. Meaning, if you have Tarti L'Reyesa, Tarti L'Reyesa means Two strikes against you. That number one, it's an intense form of tumah. It's an avatumah. And in other words, it became tumah from an avatumah. And number two, it became tumah from an avatumah. Bachutz, don't bring it in. Then go and burn it outside the mokum chel, outside the harabais, on the harabais, but outside the Beis Mikdash. In other places, the Mishnah and the Gemara refers to it as the mokum habira. Exactly where the Mokum Abira is, and not crystal clear, but it's in the Chayil, not in the parameters or the perimeter of the Beis Hamikdash itself.
That's where they brought the Parma Nisrafim?
The Parma Nisrafim went Chutzli Yushalayim.
Yeah.
They took that all the way out. We're talking about on the Harabayis.
Right.
You're standing at the Kaisel, look up at where the mosque is of Al-Aqsa. That's where you have the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's where the one of the domes. And then the rest of it is all part of the Beis Hamikdash. Then beyond the Beis Hamikdash, on the Har Habayis itself, there was a makam called the Makam Abira, where they used to go and burn Kachi Kudushim that became posel, as Beis Shammai says, that they were intense form of Ava Tumah, and it was Bachutz.
When the Kachi Kudushim is Yotze, doesn't he have a rabbinically Tumah? It doesn't become Tumim Rabbanah?
We're going to talk about that shortly too. What you're referring to is Pigla Noiser has a Tumah Rabbanah, but that doesn't apply to Yotze.
Okay.
So this had to be taken out. How did it get Tame? I mean, how did it get the second degree that it became a...
It was both Avatuma and it was Bachutz. This occurred outside the Azar.
But how did it happen outside? You had to shecht it in to make it...
Yeah,
you shecht it properly.
And you brought it outside, so it was a Yotze?
Don't accuse me.
It's possible Yotze. That's exactly what I'm wondering about.
Yeah.
If it's possible Yotze, does it have Tumah Midrabanan or not? And
Our mission doesn't refer to that, because that is not what causes the Tumah over here. The Tumah is either touched or then the Vela. The Vela, by definition, is dead. That Cheret or another Avatama or a Vlad. What is the character quality of the Vlad? We will discuss that in the Gemara. If everybody has another 2 minutes worth of patience,
so
we'll get to the Vlad.
There's the Bifnim, Outside the chiyo,
right?
And then the
outside Yerushalayim, but that's not because it's possible.
Right, that's
the instructions of the
Torah. That's the instructions. That's where you're supposed to burn. Right. In addition to that, if you had kochim kalim at home in Yerushalayim, which became, for instance, noisar, you didn't eat in a proper time, then you can go and burn it in Yerushalayim itself.
In
you didn't have to have in your backyard, in your front lawn. There was no mokum yuchad that you can go and burn wherever you want. Exactly, where they did the b'dikas chumas, bir chumas, that's where you do it. Fine. So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is the other way around. Beis Hillel Oymen. Hakul yisar b'chutz. Everything should always be burned in the chel outside of the Beis Hamikdash itself, on top of the Har HaBayis, chutz, except for mishenitma b'vlada toma bifnim. If it had two kulois, here's tarti l'tivusa, that it was only vlada toma toma, not the severe form of avatoma, and that this took place inside the Azor itself, it became tummy with this vlada toma. In such a case, we still says, leave it, you don't have to take it out. But all other circumstances, you do have to take it out. So you have a machloikis b'shamay and b'sil, a little bit mikotze lakotze, if you will. B'shamay says, always go and burn it b'fnim, except if it has two strikes. It's avatuma and the kodesh kudeshim is found now b'chutz, then leave it out, don't bring it back in. But b'sil says, no, you should always have it outside. The only time you do it inside, if it had the less severe form of tumah, vlada tumah, and it was already b'fnim, then leave it in, you don't have to take it out. On the other hand, Reb Lezer Oimer, that the difference between the two is dependent on the level of tumah. Shenitma bi'ava tumah, bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz, yisar b'chutz. If it has that severe form of tumah, outside, regardless of where this transpired, that it became tumah, inside or outside, if it has the ava tumah, take it out. If it was nitma b'vlada tumah, which of course is the lesser form, then bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim, yisar b'fnim. Then you can even import it back into the azara, even though it's already tame. But since it's a less severe form of tumah, bring it back in and burn it inside. Finally, Reb Akiva Omer, mokim tumasei sham sreifasei. Wherever it became tame, leave it there. So Reb Akiva doesn't look at the level of tumah; he looks at the location of where it became tame. It became tamei b'chutz, burn it b'chutz. It became tamei b'fnim, go and burn it b'fnim. Four-way machlokes. Zokni Moriyetz. Now we're going to address the critical issue of what was the vlada tumah that we're talking about in our Mishnah. Zokni Mar. Machlok is now between Bar Kapora and Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Kapora Omar av hatumah dvar taira. That's your normal dvar taira, like a normal tumah such as a tumas nevela, tumas dead cheret. Vlada tumah is talking about midivrayim. It wasn't a vlada tumah min hatoira. It was a vlada hatumah midivrayim, meaning midirabanan. You're wondering, how could you have a vlada tumah midirabanan? So the Takhachatim, the other Mefarshim say it's talking about a situation where you have mashkin that became tamei. Normally, mashkin that become tamei have a din of a sheni, because the mashkin typically become tamei through a rishon, and then therefore gets a din of a sheni. That's min hatoyah. However, midrabanan, because of the gzeira otu, the mayonis of a zav and a zava, which means a zav and a zava, their body juices, their body liquids, such as their spittle or their meiraglayim means their urine, those have a din of a avatuma, because that's part and parcel of the zav and the zav. Because of that, the Chacham made it clear that all liquids should be midrabanan, should go and go up to that degree of avatuma, just like the mayonis of the zav and the zav. And therefore now, if one of those tummy dikka mashkin, only a mashkin which is tummy, mashkin which is not tummy, of course we're not talking about, but a mashkin that became tummy, even though it's inherent min hatoyre dika tumah is at the level of a sheni, the Chachamim did an upgrade and said that it has the status like an avatuma to go in metame even kalim, not odom, but metame kalim. And so therefore you have a kli which touched mashkin to mayim, midrabanan, that kli gets now the status of a vlad hatumah, of a rishon hatumah. So just to make sure that I'm not making this up, please take a look at the takum chadatim, the right hand column. We're going to start on the end of line 2, bar kapara, on to line 3. Oymer, what does he say? The vlad toira avatumah, vlad hatumah midrabanan. The muki, madi omer masnisen, he says that that's what it says in the Mishnah. Avatuma vali deraisa. That's a double post. Avavladatuma haini midraban. Keep going. Shinoga bimashkin. That you had a kli that touched a mashkin. The midraisa ain oichel no mashkin mitamin kli. Shein oichel nasa avatuma. An oichel or a mashkin doesn't become an avatuma. It only becomes a rishon or a sheni letuma. So therefore, it cannot be metamen kli. But rabbanan gazru shehein mashkin metamen kli. Misha mashkin zavesav shein avatuma. Even roikoy memiraglav, like we spoke about before, the spittle or the urine. And so therefore, because of that, the chomer regoizet all mashkin temeim can even be metamen a kli midraban. V'zeh habaser noga bevlad hatuma. This basa that we're talking about, the Kachi Kudushim, touched that kli that was Tomei Tumas Vlada Tumah Midrabanon. The Midrais Lehava Afil Vlada Tumah. Then kli Nirumashkin Hanal. So he's saying that Min HaTorah, this kli is totally Tohar. There is no Tumah whatsoever. It touched Mashkin. Mashkin can't be Metama Kli Min HaTorah. It's only Dirabban.
Okay. Was it Hey Nun Lamed at the end, please?
Hanal. Hanal means what we discussed. Haniskaliel, what we discussed already before. You're welcome. So getting back to Argamar. According to Bar Kapara, the Vlada Tumah that we're talking about is not so much it's less severe because it's not an Av, it's only a Rishon, it's a Vlad. But rather, it's not a Diraisa, it's only Dirabban. That's how Bar Kapara lives. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no. The Mishnah, the Avatum is the Araisa, the Vladatum is the Araisa, and those touched the Kachi Kudishim, even though the Vladatum is the Araisa, but nevertheless, it's a less severe form. It's not an Avatum, it's only a Rishon Tumah. And therefore, that's what the Machlokes is about. And now the Gemara is going to.
Why do we have to get involved with an upgrade to an Avatum? Basar of Kachim is, it becomes Tameh. Until a revi, we could have other ochlin that are tamei mitamei. Why do we have to worry about this? We're on our bodies. This is kachi kachim. This is korbanos. This is, except for paraduma, this is like the most sensitive, volatile material regarding tumah tahara. What do we need to go up?
Bar Kapora and Rabbi Yochanan were called upon to explain the Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about a vlada tumah. Vladatumah means a Rishon Tumah. They cannot go and say, you know, let's take out the word Rishon and put in the word Revi, because after all, Kachim goes into the Revi.
Yeah.
So when explaining this Vladatumah, Bar Kapora is saying we're talking about a Vladatumah, which is Midrabanan, while according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about a Vladatumah, which is Diraisa. But our Mishnah doesn't do that. Your Kasha would be pertinent on the Mishnah. Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh come up with a case of Avatumah, Vladatumah? Why didn't he talk about an Av, a Rishon, a Sheini, a Shlishi, a Revi? That's something that one could perhaps analyze further. But our Gemara doesn't go into that. Our Gemara only addresses what's the definition of the Aflada Tumah of our Mishnah. So according to Bar Kapora, it's a Dirabbanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about Min HaTorah. And now the Gemara says, aha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan, based on Al Debei Shammai. What do you mean based on Beishami? The Beishami Oymen. Hakol Yisoref Bifnim Chutz Mishenitma V'Av Hatuma B'Chutz. Everything you go and burn inside, except for the Av Hatuma outside. So let me understand. The Av Hatuma you take outside. Ma Bein Av Hatuma B'Chutz, Ma Bein Vlad Hatuma B'Chutz. Since Rabbi Yochanan says that the Vlad Hatuma is also talking about Min HaTorah, just like you're not allowed to bring in an Avatum inside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring a Vladatum inside the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ibazoi, why is Beis Shammai distinguishing and saying, if it happens to be an Avatum, take it out. But if it's a Vladatum, you can leave it in. No, according to Bar Kapara, I understand why you can leave it in, because it's only Midrabanan. Min HaTorah is not even Tumah at all. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, both of them are Tamei. So just like he says, Aros, take the Avatumah out, you should take the Vladatumah out. Zebezeloi dva Torah. Both of them are Min HaTorah. I don't understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Svara of Beis Shammai. Vafila al-Debei Seloi, loy maksha. even Lefi Beisil is also Shver. It's not only Shver on Rabbi Yochanan ben Beishamai. It's Shver from Beisil. The Beisil, Omar, Hakli Yisar B'chutz, take everything out. Chutz Mash Nitma B'Vlad Atuma B'Fnim. If it's only Vlad Atuma and it's them, okay, leave it there. Frank Gemara, Ma Bein Vlad Atuma B'Fnim, Ma Bein Avatuma B'Fnim, Ma Bein Vlad Atuma B'Fnim, Ma Bein Avatuma B'Fnim. Zev Zev Leidvah. You know, just like you agree, Beis Hill, that if it's an avatuma, make sure to go and take it outside and burn it outside, even though the avatuma occurred inside. Take it out. Schnell, aros, take it outside and burn it bachutz. Shouldn't you say the same thing about vladatuma? If the vladatuma is min hatorah, you're also not allowed to have that tuma in the base of Hamikdash, so they should say the same. Aros, take it out and go and burn it outside. And therefore, says the Gemara, lehava barabbanan, Ella al the bar kapara. The Rabban Bismedish dismissed Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the Mishnah, and they only pondered and explained the Mishnah in accordance with the explanation of bar kapara. However, says the Gemara, even according to bar kapara, it's still not so simple. We asked the bar kapara based on what Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah. The Beis Shammai oimim hakol yisoref bifnim. Everything should be burned inside. Chutz mishenitma bi'av hatuma b'chutz. Unless there are, what Brother Shai said, two strikes against you. Both, it happens to be an avatuma. And it's b'chutz. Leave it out. Don't bring it in. Freit the Gemara, ma bein avatuma, bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim. Ze v'ze loidvar. Toiruhu. I don't understand. According to Bar Kapora, the v'lad hatuma is drabana. But the avatum is certainly diaraisa. So if the avatum is diaraisa, why does Beis Shammai say, burn everything with nim, unless the avatumah is bachutz, which means that the avatumah is with nim, burn it with nim. Why should you go and burn it with nim? As soon as you discover kochim that became an avatumah, aros, take it out of the mace. Maybe you're not allowed to have tumah inside the azara. So what the, okay, the vladai tumah is, that's drabat. But we're talking about the avatumah now. If you're talking about avatumah, why would Beis Shammai say that the av hatumah bifnim, leave bifnim and burn it bifnim? Because you should go and take it out immediately. And therefore, even according to Bar Kapara, I have a kasha. Moreover, Freit the Yomar, and for the Yomar, begin the Rabbi Kiva Omar, Mokum Tomasi, Shom Tehes Reifase. Because Beis Shammai considers strongly the view of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, remember, was the fourth view expressed in our Mishnah, that Mokum Tomasi, Shom Reifase. Look where the Tuma occurred and go and burn it over there. So, at least to a certain extent, Beis Shammai agrees with Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, even though we're talking about an intensive, severe form of Tuma, that's the avatuma. But since it took place inside, mokim tumasai shom sri fasai, go and burn it there. But of course, Beis Shammai doesn't agree fully to Rabbi Kiva. He only agrees to Rabbi Kiva in this case of the avatuma. So now the question is, where do we find the machloikis between Beis Shammai and between Rabbi Kiva? If you have a vlad hatuma, and that vlad hatuma was outside, bachutz, where according to Rabbi Kiva, makom tumasa shom teis reifase. Since it happens to be a vlada tuma, go and burn it bachutz. Masha'enkin, according to Beis Shammai, everything goes bifnim except the avatuma bachutz. So if I had a vlad hatuma bachutz, says Beis Shammai, bring it in. You can go and burn it inside the basement. So it's not that Beis Shammai holds 100% like Rabbi Kiva. After all, there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Kiva. But Beis Shammai is relying on Rabbi Kiva, legabe the case of the avatuma bifnim, even though in the normal circumstances I would say, avatuma, take it out, shtel, shtel. However, because of the fact that there is a din of Rabbi Kiva, makom tumasa shom teis reifase, you can leave it inside and burn it inside.
Begin is translated as...
What?
After begin the Rabbi Akiva.
Begin the Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It says the Gemara, okay, so we've resolved the issue of Bar Kapara, Aliba to Beis Shammai. But says the Gemara, we're not finished yet. Vafila al de Beis Hill, when Maksha de Beis Hill. Even, according to Beis Hill, even there we also have a Kasha on Bar Kapara. Why? Because Beis Hill, Amari says in the Mishnah, Hakli Yisrael B'chutz, everything should be burnt outside, Chutz Mishenitma B'Vlad HaTumah B'Fnim, except for something that had a Tumas V'Vlad HaTumah, a less severe, and remember, according to Bar Kapara, we're talking about a Tumah Drabbanan. Tumah Drabbanan, flat a Tumah, bifnim, leave it inside, and you can burn it inside. Frank Timur, ma bein v'lad a Tumah, bein bifnim, bein b'chutz, ze v'ze loy medivreyem hu. I don't understand, according to Bar Kapara, both v'lad a Tumahs that we're talking about, both bifnim and b'chutz, are Drabban, which means men atoyra, they're not even Tumay at all. So I'm just burning this because the Rabbanan said so. So in Bazoi, why does Beis Hillel say that everything is b'chutz with the exception of the v'lad Tumah b'fnim? Even the v'lad Tumah b'chutz, you should be able to go and burn b'fnim because it's the Rabbanan. Everything more begin because the Reb Shimon Omar Macholoi u'mashkoi shul metzoyra. Our Gemara says mishtalchen chutz l'sholish machnais, but the Vilna Gaon changes the gears slightly, and he says macholoi mashkoi shul metzoyra ein mevien legimel machnais. In other words, not that it's mishtaleach, but don't even bring it into gimel machnais. What does the Gemara mean to say? Reb Shimon says that just like a metzoyra is mishtaleach chutz l'sholish machnais, because we know mishtalchem and a machne kol tzrua v'chol zav. The reason why we split it up and we don't just refer to one, but we talk about each one individually, is to tell you that one has one machna, the other two machnas, and the matzora is mishtaleh chutz lishodesh machnas. Reb Shimon says, well, now we're talking about the matzora, but if the matzora, for instance, has food or drink, they have the same din of vishalach min machna, vishalach min machna, and not only the tzeruah, but all of his personal effects, including the food that he eats and he's holding, he puts in his mouth, all of that also chutz l'sholish machnas. I would think, come on, machna, okay, don't bring it to Beis Mikdash, but at least in Yerushalayim, the machna levia, not all the way into the Beis Mikdash. No. It has the same status like the matzor itself. So we see that Reb Shimon takes a very strong attitude and strong line vis-a-vis Tumah, and therefore the Gemara now goes one step further according to Bar Kapara and adds not only what the Metzora is holding in his hands, which has a din of Tumah Midyaraisa, but even things which only have a din of Tumah Midrabanan, even those we go and say don't bring them into the Sholesh Machnas. That's the Groz Girsa, Ein Mevin, don't bring it into the Sholesh Machnas. The reason why the Vilna Gaon changes Mishtaleach Chutz L'Sholesh Machnas to Ein Mevin the Gimel Machnas is because we are addressing now the Kasha on Bar Kapara from Beis Hillel. What was the Kasha? The Beis Hillel says that if you have a Vlad Hatuma Bachutz, leave it Bachutz, don't bring it in. The Vlad Hatum Bifnim, yes, you can burn that bifnim. V'lad Tumah b'chutz, leave it outside. Don't bring it in. Why can't you bring it in? It's only Tumah d'Rabbanan. The answer is because Beis Hillel subscribes to the view of Reb Shimon that even lesser forms of Tumah, such as the machol amashke shel metzora, ain mevi'in, don't bring it in. So now Beis Hillel takes it one step further, according to Bar Kapara, that even a v'lad Tumah d'Rabbanan don't bring in. Anything that sounds like Tumah, leave it outside, don't bring it in. And that's why, even though it's a v'lad Tumah midrabanan, burn it outside, don't burn it inside. So with this, we've concluded. I'm sorry?
A question.
Yes, please.
Where is this Rabbi Shimon from?
Where is it from? In fact, not only does it bother you, this question bothers the Taklim Chatzin. What do you mean? Assuming you have the Taklim Chatzin in front of you, on the right-hand margin, you look down where it says it's about 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, 6-7 lines from the bottom, it says, begin the Reb Shimon, Hochi Garcina, Reb Shimon, Oma, Oichel, Amash, Shem, Betzayr, Eimevin, Gimel, Machmas. Do you have that, my friend David? Do you have that? Okay. Ula Hochi, Mash, Nitma, Bechutz, anything that became Tamei B'chutz, even if it's only Midrabanan, don't bring it in. Now says the Taklim Chatzin, Reb Shimon Zeh, Le'motzasi Mekoymai, I don't know where it is. In other words, he's posing the same question that you're asking. Where is this Reb Shimon? Says Taklim Chatzin, I don't know. Eineni Yodeh. However, the nearer to Reb Shimon Tamei, I did find some sort of source of this Reb Shimon. Also, the Soif Berakama, the Kalim, B'Toy Sefta, Reb Shimon Oime, Kishem She'ein Zovois, V'Nidois, V'Yoldois, Nechmas L'Harabayas, Kach Mishkoven U'Mayshoven Ki Oitzameh. Just like you don't allow for Azav, Azavad, Nida, Yeledis to come to Arbais. Ulta don't allow for their Mishkov Umoyshev if they were sitting on a chair or lying on a bed. And those became Tomei, Tumas, Medris. Don't bring them in either. Now says the Tanchanatin, it would appear the same halacha should apply. However, once again, I didn't find an express source, but rather only this reference to don't bring in other things like Mishkel Moshe, but probably the same thing applies to Oichel Mashke. And our Gemara says, and probably that would even extend to a Vlad Tumma Drama. Is good?
Why do we have to go on that? We could have gone to Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
He says, if Beis Hillel says, Vlad Hatumma Bifnim, burn it where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is Barbara Kapara saying? It's the same thing, right? I mean, we use that answer, that approach that Beis Shammai is drawing on Rabbi Akiva's Sfara of burn it in its place. Why can't we use the same thing here?
The Gemara is assuming that the reason why Beis Hillel allows for you to go and burn Vlad HaTumah Bifnim,
even
the reason why you're allowed to go and burn Vlad HaTumah Bifnim, according to Bar Kapara, is because of the very lessened degree of Tumah, that it's only Drabanan, and Min HaTorah, this thing is totally tahar, so there's no din of Min HaTorah taking it out, bringing it in. It's like a regular normal kli, and therefore this kachim is like normal regular kachim. It's drabanan. So the rabbanan said, okay, since it's only says Beisil, since it's only drabanan, you can leave it in. You don't have to worry about it. So now, freight the Gemara. So why don't you say the same thing about avlad hatumah bachut? If it's such a trifling type of tumah that it's only drabanan, and therefore you're not concerned about it, then you should be not just like you're not saying Toitzi, take it out, you should allow for Tachnis. If you're not concerned about the fact that it's in the Beis Midrash, and therefore you say, you can leave it here, it's Tumah, yeah, it's Drabanan, you can leave it. So bring in other Tumah Drabanan. It's only Drabanan anyway. Minotaur is Gornish. That star. So you cannot go and say, yeah, but according to Bekiva, Mokum to Mosai Shamsrei Fasai. According to Beisil, according to Bar Kapara, it's not even Tame, it's Trabanan. Yeah, it's a Din Draban, but Minatari really it's Tar. So if that's the case, it's not Mokum to Mosai, bring it in. Says the Gemara, you're right, but since Reb Shimon is the one that takes a very strict approach to any form of lesser degree of Tumah, that he says not only Matzoyra, but even as Machal and Mashke, leave it outside, Chutz L'Sholesh Machnes, don't allow it to come in. So presumably Reb Shimon would agree that when it comes to the Rabbanan, also be careful, don't bring it. If it's in already, you can leave it. But to bring it in, Dushanish, leave it outside.
I understand why for Bar Kapara we're defending him using Rabbi Akiva. They're all in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon's not in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon's a student of Rabbi Akiva.
David is wondering where we find him. Takhil Chatzin says, I also don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Now we're talking about the Kahanim, when they're doing their Avoida normally on a regular day. The Mishnah Masechtas Tomid says that after they started the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar in the morning, that was the first major Avoida. Yes, there was before that the Truma Sadeshin, but in terms of the regular, normal first Avoida, that was the Korban Tomid. Aha. So, when they brought the Korban Tomid, that was so early that they didn't even say Kriya Shema yet. So the Mishnah Masechtas Tomid tells us that they did some of the Avoida by the Tomid, and in the middle they took a break for 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was, and they said some essential things like Kriya Shema and a bit of Shema Nasrei, etc. Look at Masechtas Tamid, all the details. So now the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, what did they do with Avori Tamid at that point? They couldn't just hold it in their hands when they're laying Kriya Shema, so what did they do with it? So they already shechted the Korban Tamid, and they already did the Zrikas Adam, and now we're taking the end. They already rinsed off and cleaned it out in the base of Mitbachayim, and they cut it into pieces. Yeah, Hefshet V'nituach. And now we're bringing it towards the Mizbeach, and you'll remember, which we're going to have in the Masechtas Yuma shortly, who were the Kahanim that brought it, in fact, to the Mizbeach. They had a pious, who would win this and who would get that. Anyway, say, Vori HaTomid Nitonim Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamato Demarav. Meaning that they now are bringing the Nesachim, the large pieces of the Korban Tamid, to the Mizbeach. Before putting it on top of the Mizbeach, they let them rest on the Marav side. Marav, of course, is the western side, but it's the lower western quadrant of the Kevesh. Take your Kevesh, which goes from the ground up to the Mizbeach, make four quadrants out of it, and this was the lower western quadrant, which would mean on the left-hand side. If you are walking up the Kevesh, lower left, that's where you would put the Evorei Tamid, again, temporarily, until they're finished doing their davening, and after they finish their davening, then they would go and bring it up closer to the top of the Mizbeach, put the salt on, throw it onto the Marah.
But that's salt the Kevesh beforehand?
They had to salt the Kevesh in those when days when it was, for instance, raining, when they were afraid that it was slippery. But on a normal basis, I don't think they put salt on the Kevesh. And Ulan, then that was by the Evorei Tamid. The Evorim shall musafim, for instance, on a Shabbos l'masho, you had a carbon musaf, the tani mechetzi kevesh ulamata, the mizrach. So then they were also on a lower quadrant, but on the left, but on the right lower quadrant. And this way the two would not get mixed together. What's the concern if they did get mixed together? So what is, so big deal. After all, the carbon tamid shel shachar was an oila, and the musafim, for instance, which were brought on Shabbos, are also oilai. So who cares? And the answer is, as you all know, because it says ha tamid, the Gemara learns in ha tamid or ha keves, the Gemara learns that the first carbon every single day in the Beis Hamikdash had to be the tamid shel shachar, just like the Gemara has olea hashleim, that the final carbon every day has to be the tamid shel ben arboim, with the exception of the carbon Pesach, which we learned about at great length in Maseches Pesach. Anyway, so if there was a confusion or a mix-up, and you would put the Evorim of the Musaf on top of the Mizbeach before you did the Tamid, then you're violating this rule that the Karban Tamid has to be first every single day. So
this is Rika that's the Mata. This is not even the Hakev.
Yeah. So now you learn from this Mishnah that the din of precedence of Karban Tamid vis-a-vis all other Karbanis extends beyond just the Zrika, but even to the Evar. So therefore,
because the Musaf was given much later. The Tamid was given right at the first thing. The Musaf, till they got to the Musaf, could be,
ten. That's miles. If you have a speech, and if you're selling Dalias, and then you have a long waiting in between. But in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they could have brought the Musafim right after the Tamid. Just make sure if Tamid is number one, then you can bring the Musaf immediately thereafter. You don't have to wait. Any other given day, you might have lots of people standing in line bringing their Nedarim and the Dovis and their Chatois and their Ashamais, bring a Karm Toida, bring a Karm Shlam, etc. In Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, there's no other business in town, so to speak. You just have the Evorei Tamid, and then you have the Karm Musaf. So there's no reason why you had to go and have an extensive day right after Shachar, so you bring your Musaf immediately. Anyway, so what was it then? The Tonim Mechatzi Kevish Ulamata B'Mizrach. So this was on the left quadrant, and this is on the right lower quadrant. Shurish Chadashim. Oh, today, Shurish Chodesh. You don't want that to get confused. The Ton Al Karkav Mizbeach Mulam. Then you put it all the way on top on the Karkav. Now, the word Karkav has a double meaning. We had this also back in Psochem and in Kodshim. Our Mishnah and our Gemara only learn one of the two meanings. The meaning that is not addressed in our Gemara is the one that you had a ledge sticking out on the side of the Mizbeach by the Chuta Sikra, where the Kahanim could go around that on top of that Karkav Mizbeach. We're not talking about that. We are talking about on top of the Mizbeach. Remember, the Mizbeach at the top was 5 by 5. 5 square. Okay, if it's 5 square, the Marocha was smack in the middle, which was 1 by 1. So on all sides, you had two amis to the right.
This is the Mishkan.
In the Mishkan. Everything Mishkan. So you have two to the right and two to the left, two to the north, two to the south, and the Marocha right in the middle. What did you do with those two on the sides? So the very first one was the Amma Ben Keren, the Keren, because you had the four horns, the four koronis in the four corners. So parallel from one Keren to the next, you had one Amma, because the Keren itself was Amma Al Amma. Okay, so therefore you had one Amma. That was the first Amma on the right and on the left and the north and the south on all sides. And then after that, you had one more Amma, which was called the Mokum Hiluch Ragle HaKohanim. That the Kohanim that were walking on top of the Mizbeach, why were they walking there? To adjust the flames, to make sure if any Evarim fell off, any Aymarim fell off, to put it back on, to go and take care of the Marocha. That was called the Mokum Hiluch Ragle Kohanim. And we'll see Mechem in the Gemara that for our purposes, Karkiv was both. That they put up, again on a temporary basis, the kabbonis that were brought for Rish Chodesh on top of that Karkav HaMizbeach on those two Amis right before you got to the Marach. Good, we're going to talk much more about that when we get to the Gemara, and now we go off on a different theme. Hashkolim v'habikurim einon nehagin ela b'fnei habayis. Bisman hazeh, which unfortunately we do not have the Beis HaMikdash yet, the din of machzeh shekel every year, and the din of bikurim every year no longer apply. Emetz shemeheri b'na Beis HaMikdash, they will again apply. But at the moment, they do not apply. And that's why it says in Halacha that when she tries to be machbed, when a person gives this machzeh shekel always on Tanis Esther, and some people do an Erev Yom Kippur, that they shouldn't say machzeh shekel, they should go and say it's a zeicher le machzeh shekel, a zeicher, just like by the zeicher le mikdash kelav, yeah, exactly, by koyach. So here too, the same thing, it's a zeicher, because if it's real shkolim, then you get into trouble, because then it can get kedusha, and then you're going to be moil, because you're going to forget. Asli de takola, we'll see mitchem in the
class. So what's a zeicher?
The zeicher means a remembrance.
It should be remembered.
It's a symbolic remembrance, exactly. Because
the whole service is symbolic.
Well, the whole service is because you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, please go and give us the things that we need in life. But the purpose of Machzeh Shekel was to go and buy new kabbonis every year. Unfortunately, there are no new kabbonis to be purchased at this time because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there's no purpose in giving the Machzeh Shekel. So rather, you give it for tzedakah and you say Zecher to just remind us of this halacha that was many, many years ago, which will soon, hopefully, be revived. And Rabbi Kurim, same thing. Bikurim means the very first fruits that grow every year. You have to go and bring them to Beis HaMikdash, and you put it down on the ground in front of the Mizbeach, and you have to make a tenufa, and you have to say a gamsa tefillah. All of this, unfortunately, does not apply today, because there is no Beis HaMikdash today. Aval, Maser Dogen, Umaser Behema, Ubechoyres, Noyagin, Be'mithnei Abayis, Be'mishloi Ufnei Abayis. Nowadays, there is a din of Maser Dogen. Maser Dogen doesn't only mean Maisers, it's also referring to true Mais or Maisers. Whether today, in fact, it's Min HaToyre or it's Min Rabbonan, our Mishnah doesn't address. It sounds like from the Mishnah that it's Min HaToyre. However, I believe the Poskim say it's Machloikis. But purpose of our Mishnah, Trumas and Maisers are Noig Afilish Loibifnei Abayis, because our Mishnah holds that the Kedusha was not only for that time, was Kedusha L'Shaita and Kedusha L'Asin Lovoi, continues on even today, the Kedusha Sa'aret. And then in a Maisa Behema, somebody who owns 10 animals, not owns 10 animals, he owns an animal, and those animals gave birth in a given year 10 or more animals, and you have to have the Tachas HaShavid, or Asiri, or Kodesh L'Hashem, that this halacha still applies today. And the Dinah Bukhari still applies today, that if you own animals, and a particular animal gave birth for the first time to a Bukhar, then you have a din of a Bukhar. All of that's noyig being even today. How do we deal with Maser Behema and Bechoyres today? That's, of course, so you have to go and take a partner to go and take care of it, because both by Maser Behema and by Bechor, it says only if it's owned by one individual, not if it's owned by multiple individuals. Something you have to go and take a goy, you have Yad Akum Be'emtza. Okay, that's really beyond our Gemara, but the point is that these are halachas that have to be addressed even today. So you have Maser Behema and Bechoyres, Nehagim, Behem, Bethnei, Abayis, Bishlom, Bethnei, even today. Hamakdish Kolom Ubikurim. What happens if a person today is Makdish a shekel and he takes out a coin, a half dollar or whatever, and he says, I am setting this aside for the Master Shekel, for the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, how is it Kodesh? Then he gets that Kedusha. Same thing by Bikurim. If you go and cut your first fruits and say, these are Bikurim Lashem, they get Kedusha of Bikurim. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ho Oimer Bikurim Kodesh, Einen Kodesh, not by Bikurim, even if you say, Hinni Mukhanam Zuman, I designate these, I consecrate these for Bikurim, it's all Devarim B'Telim V'Tolim, it doesn't have a din of Kedusha. The reason why Reb Shimon holds that way is because he says that the Kurim is so intrinsically and inherently bound to the fate of the Beis HaMikdash, because what do you have to do with Bikurim? You have to go and bring him into the Azara and put him down the Nachtoi Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Alekecha. If there's no Mizbeach, there's no Hanocha, there's no Bikurim, so you can call something Bikurim, but really it's meaningless. It's irrelevant. Amen Kodesh. There's no din of Kedusha according to Reb Shimon. Fine. Mashba from our Mishnah that what would be the loch of Shkolim, that Rav Shimon would agree that it is Kodesh, right? Since the Tanakh Kamba says Shkolim Bikurim, how is it Kodesh? Since Rav Shimon says not Bikurim, is Mashba to Shkolim would have a din of Kedusha Bizman. Is that? Mitchell will see that in the Gemara, that there'll be a Machloikis. What does Rav Shimon really hold? Good. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah said that if you have a carbon like today on Rosh Chodesh, how often do you have in the Gemara a reference to Rosh Chodesh? Not very often. Right, every once in a while you'll have a Gemara talking about Rosh Chodesh. Punk today, when it's Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara and the Mishnah talks about Rosh Chodesh. So this is one of many, many examples of how the Daf Yomi always, I can't say that I always find it. Sometimes it's more Beremiza, but it's today it's crystal clear. Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, we're learning about the Kabbalas. Anyway, what's the definition? We said that the Musafin of Rosh Chodesh, you have to put on the Karkoiv, says the Gemara, Amma ben Karen the Karen, as well as the Mokim Hilich Raglekanim. So those two Ammois, that's where you can go and put down the Evorim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh at the top of the Mizbeach until they're finished doing their davening, coming back, and then they'll put it on the Marach itself.
So the Karen extends out, and that's why you need to have so to make it just in between each Karen, you put it on the strip because there's the Karen.
Empty space of three Amos between Karen to Karen.
Right.
It's a five Amos length.
Yeah.
A one Amos square each corner, so you have three flat Amos in between.
No, I understand that, but what about going the other direction, perpendicular? How far out does the car, the Karen extend?
It's one.
Does it extend on Amma?
It's Amma by Amma. It's Amma by Amma. It's Amma,
yeah,
by Amma.
To be on the outside, to be inside. You're saying that it extends an Amma into the towards the.
It's straight up. It's straight up at the corner. It's flush with the
right,
corner.
Right. I'm wondering how. What is? In other words, let's say the rest of the Mizbeach is a straight line. The Karen has, in its dimensions, is it a half Amma outward, a half an Amma inward, or is it all inward, an Amma, that into the Mizbeach?
It's all inward, because Hashai, it has to be flush with the corners. Am I doing fine. Am I correct? The Amma is, the Karen is the corner, and it's flush against the corner of Mizbeach, so it goes straight up in the corner. That first corner Amma, then you have three flat Ammas,
right.
Then you have another Karen. Okay. You have another Karen, okay. Then et cetera, in each four corners.
So outside it's flush, but inside it's
it protrudes in.
That's what
you're doing beautifully.
That's my question.
You're doing beautifully. So
why does the protrude in?
No, they're straight up.
Let's assume that this is the Mizbeach, and this is the top of the Mizbeach.
Right.
So you're going to draw four invisible corners, here, and here.
Right,
so between this corner and this corner, you have a whole Amma, which is empty.
Right.
Then beyond that, you have another Amma, and then we have the Marach.
Right, okay.
Okay, so from here to here.
I had pictured it more that it was at the you have a Shulchan, you know, where people go up to Davin, they have the Kronos, they stick out a half up and they go in. This is all flush.
All flush, exactly.
Okay.
What's that thing in the middle you said?
The middle said it's the Marocha. Marocha means the place where they burn the Kabbalah.
The pyre,
the pyre. P-Y-R-E.
And they'll show you there.
Okay. Exactly. For those that mentioned, we're going to start Masechet Yuma tomorrow. I believe the article at the beginning of Masechet Yuma has a few pages with beautiful pictures of the Mizbeach. We'll look at maps and all kinds of Maisa, so we'll be able to reconfirm that image tomorrow. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara today. Oh, look! I can't believe it. Simcha has prepared. Wow. Mizbeach the Yuma. Wow. You see the. But you don't see the picture yet. There you have to still turn a couple of pages.
All the dedications and acknowledgments.
Yeah. Oh, now we're talking.
Look at the top of his bed.
Look at the top of his bed.
Look at it.
Okay.
Look at it. This is Mizbeach in the base of Midrash Hasheni.
Right.
So it's not 5x5. It's 30x30.
But what do you see? This is the Yisod below.
Right. That's the walkway. Those are the Kronos.
The Kronos are totally inside.
Totally inside.
And if you're looking from where the Kronos are walking in the midpoint. It goes straight up.
Okay.
Here are the four corners.
So this.
You could have said otherwise, but it's not.
But he wouldn't say otherwise. He would not contradict the picture.
I need a side view.
Yeah, exactly. So, getting back to our Gemara once again. So you had it on those two Amis, which were the beginning of the Mizbeach on top. You put on the Misaf and Furish Chodesh. Good. Now it says Imar. Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Rish Chodesh, Mi Koidim. It's now Shabbos Rish Chodesh. As you know, that happens from time to time. What's the din? I have the Musafim of Shabbos and the Musafim of Rish Chodesh. Which ones should be brought on the Mizbeach first. That's going to be, the Gemara is going to bring that another 10 lines, but we're not there yet. Rabbi Yom Yisavar, Meimar, Sofer Meimar, he thought that Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Musafi Rosh Chodesh Koyman. Musafi Rosh Chodesh should come first. What's the reason? Why would Rabbi Yom Yisavar say something like that? Didn't we just hear authoritatively from Barry, and you heard Brother Shai nodding, Tadav Shein and Tadav, Shabbos comes out much more frequently than Rosh Chodesh. In fact, Shabbos usually comes out around 50, 52 times a year, while Rosh Chodesh only comes out 12 or 13 times a year. So how can you, what's even the Shaila? Says Yimar, Chayle de Rabbi Yemir, Chayle means the strength, really here the Makar, the source of Rabbi Yemir, Min Hadar, comes from the following. The halacha is that you have to go and sing every day the Shir Shul Yoyim, like we have the Shir Shul Yoyim at the end of davening. So every day when they brought the Korban Tomid Shul Shachar, then the Kehanim, the Leviim, used to go and sing the Mishmidish, like it says Kehanim, and the Duchanim, the Leviim, the Duchanim, the Leviim, the Shimra, Kehanim, the Duchanim, the Leviim, the Shimra, the Zimra, and Yisroel ben Mamada. So therefore, the Leviim were the ones that did the singing. What did they sing? So on a daily basis, we have Hayyim Rishon, Hayyim Sheni, etc. However, on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh, they had a different Shir Shloyan. And in fact, in some Siddurim they have from the Gra, he identifies which the Shir Shloyan is, and it's not for an Argamar, but it's for Mesachtas Tomid and Mesachtas Midois and Kodshim in various places, what the Shir was for all these special occasions. Anyway, so now on Shabbos, you have the Shir Shal Shabbos, presumably Mizmor Shir Liyom Shabbos, like we say, and they have the Shir for Rosh Chodesh, perhaps it's Baruch Nafshi, I don't know. Anyway, the question is, which one comes first? Shtaitach Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Koidem, the Shir Rosh Chodesh comes first. Wow, why does the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh come first? And the answer is, for technical reasons.
Do we have that song?
We do. What is the assuming that we don't do it? Yeah, well, we say Baruch Nafshi.
So maybe that first.
We don't say first. No. What's the reason why they said the Shir Shal Chodesh first? And the answer is, we know today when Rosh Chodesh will be because we have the Luach of Hillel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which Hillel, because then I'm going to get into a discussion with Barry with Hillel Zaken, the first Hillel, the third Hillel, the second Hillel, this earlier generation, before the Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash. We're not going to get into that. Well, we have a calendar today. So it's already set. And then the rabbi helps us out because he announces it on Shabbos. That also helps. We also have, naturally, calendars. But in the good old days, it depended on when the Edom came. And when the Edom came and they decided and declared it Rosh Chodesh, if you happen to have been in the vicinity of the Bezin as they're so declaring it, then you would know. But anybody that's beyond that, it already becomes hearsay. It's second degree, third degree. Did they hear it? Did you hear it correctly? Were you there? Blah, blah, blah. So it's not crystal clear. To make it absolutely crystal clear in everybody's mind when Rosh Chodesh is, they made sure that if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincided, the Shir Rosh Chodesh had Din Kadima. Wow! They're singing the Rosh Chodesh Shir! Must mean that it's Rosh Chodesh, otherwise they wouldn't be doing that. They would be singing the Shir Shal Shabbos. That's why I had a Din of Kadima.
Fine. I would say Adarama, because maybe they didn't come until late, you know, and there was really good. Why wait, have downtime? Now we say Mr. Shirley on the Shabbos first, and
stall. Give time for the end to come.
Is this the same time? What about the scene for the Nesachim?
Yeah.
Is it the same moment also in the?
The Shir took place at the time of Minchas Nesachim. Yeah.
So that song took care of just the general. Okay. All parts of it.
Everything. So now the Gemara tells us, therefore, the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh comes before the Shir Shal Shabbos, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah assumed that Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Rosh Chodesh, put the Musaf of Shabbos up above on the Maracha before you put the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Says Omer Rabbi Yoisa, Shani Hitama. No, that's different. Like we just said, the reason why the Shir Rosh Chodesh goes first, because they fire somebody, or they dear Shir Rosh Chodesh. But that has nothing to do with putting it on the Maracha. And in fact, putting on the Maracha, most people wouldn't see what's going on anyway. As you know, there's a machloikis how tall the Mizbeach and the times of the Mishkan was, although the Torah says that it was only 3 amas tall. However, Rashi brings from the Gemara that according to one man, the Yom, in fact it was 10 amas tall. 10 amas tall, most people are not 20 feet tall, so they don't really know what's going on, whether you're putting the Musaf of Shabbos on the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on the Marocha first. But the Shir, everybody hears what they're singing. Are they singing the Rosh Chodesh Nigin? Are they singing the Shabbos Tikka Mizmar? That's why that was very important to go and sing the Shir Rosh Chodesh first. But they didn't go and say, let's go and also put the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh first. Kedei Lefar Samai. That doesn't apply. Okay, so now we skipped just for a short moment one line, and you'll see why we skipped that line based on the Gra, and we're going to come back to it. So skip down to Baram Hocha, onto the next line, towards the end of the line. Baram Hocha, here we're not talking about the Shir, we're talking about the Karban. Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Rish Chodesh, Musafi Shabbos Koidmin. Al Shem, what's the reason why? Barry, please tell us clearly. Because whatever comes Tad, it comes first. Aha. So therefore, we're going to have the Karban Musaf on the Marocha before the Karban Rish Chodesh. But the Shir, we're going to have the Shir Rish Chodesh before the Shir of the Shabbos Tikashir. And therefore it comes out ironically. Now we get back to the Beis, the line that we skipped. So Kate said, how you always said, what did they do? Shoichet. He doesn't really mean Shoichet, but he means they're Makta the Misafi Shabbos. Va'oimra Leyen the Shiroi Shor Rish Chodesh. And then after that, they're going to be Makta the Musafi Rish Chodesh, and they're going to go and say the Shir of Shabbos. So therefore, it's a little ironic and certainly counterintuitive that they're going to actually put on the Maracha the Shabbos Tikka Musa first, and then the Kahanim, the Levim are going to start singing the Shirai Shel Rish Chodesh, and by the time they finish Shir Rish Chodesh, and now we're putting on the Musa for Rish Chodesh, then they're going to start singing the Shir of Shabbos.
Excuse me, so while they're singing the Shir, they're pouring the Nesachim
right
on the Mizbeach as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, so the Nesachim, do they go after the Shir, or do they go after
they go simultaneously.
No, but hold on. We have Nesachim.
I'm holding, I'm not ready.
We have the
Who's Shir? Pouring the Nesachim?
A Kohen.
A Kohen. So who's singing the Shir?
The Levim.
Good. As soon as he starts pouring, they start singing.
Okay, hold on. You have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Nesachim of the Shir of Shabbos.
Right.
The Nesachim being poured,
mm-hmm.
are they attached to the Musaf, or are they attached to the Shir?
You have to have Nesachim for both of them. So when they're initially putting on the carbon of the Musaf of Shabbos, and then they start pouring the Minchas Nesachim. Everybody starts singing.
They start singing
of Rish Chodesh. Of Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh is the first one.
So the Nesachim they're pouring are
not necessarily attached. You have to say they're. I mean, they could go either. No, it's the Nesachim, because your Barry's point is that you're being shook at the.
The first of
Shabbos and then Rosh Chodesh.
The
Nesachim were done during the Shechita, right?
No.
When you makter the carbon on the Mizbeach. You makter the carbon on the Mizbeach. As soon as you finish putting on, not the Murim, because we're talking about Oilas, we're talking about everything.
Everything.
You're putting it on.
Mevarim, everything. Right. For the ore, okay.
Right. You're putting that on the Mizbeach. As soon as that is finished, then the Kohen gets ready to start pouring out the Nesach, putting the Mincha Sesachim on the Mizbeach, and to go and pour the libations in the corner. As he is getting ready to do that, then one of the Kahanim that was Mamuna on the cymbals, started going, shaking back and forth the cymbals, and then I think Achia, we had this remember before, he would be the one, he would be a choir master, he would start choir mastering, and then everybody would start singing at the time of the Nesach. So here we're putting the Nesachim, we're pouring the Nesachim for the Karban Musaf initially.
Of Shabbos.
And they're singing
the Shir of Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh with the Nigunim that Brother Shai had today from Shlomo Kalbach. Exactly. So that was the of Rosh Chodesh. And when they're finished with the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, and now they're putting up the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and now they're starting to pour out the Minchas Nesachim, the libation
for
Rosh Chodesh. Now they start singing the Mizmor Shel Yom
HaShabbos. Didn't we have Pesachim? Maybe that's a separate case. So they didn't have the Nesachim, right? But they had Nesachim by Pesachim.
Nesachim. The Korban Pesach did not have
Pesachim. They drowned them in the
bath. Right. So that's why they had. There we said that the Levim were singing Hallel, right? When they did the Shechita.
That's correct.
So here you're saying they don't. They do the when they have Nesachim. I guess you do the shira when you pour the sake.
Correct. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah by the Shkolim and the Bikurim that we said don't do it bizman hazeh, but if you did it, meaning if you set aside a shekel for the machzeh shekel, and if you said hinni mucham zuman, these are Bikurim, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Tanakamba says har zeh kodesh, don't do it, but if you did it, it has kedusha. But Reb Shimon says by Bikurim it does not get kedusha. But by Shkolim, apparently, he doesn't address Shkolim, but apparently what he's saying is that Shkolim, in fact, would be Kodesh. Zot Yimara, HaShkolim Kidshu. But according to Reb Shimon, the Shkolim would get Kedushas Machzeh Shekel. Says Yimara, but Reb Shimon, Ben Yehuda Mishim, Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees. In other words, he has a Masoida in the name of the same Reb Shimon. Then Reb Shimon holds Bein Eilu, Ubein Eilu. Both the Bikurim and the Shkolim, Loi Kidshu, they do not get Kedusha. Machloikis, what does Reb Shimon hold the Gabi Shkolim? Put that aside for a moment. We're going to come back to it on the bottom of the Amud. We get off on a digression. We talk now about Ger. Tanya, Ger bizman hazeh terech lahavi kinoi ribis kesef. What is this all about? As we know, Baruch Hashem, we have constantly being added to Klal Yisrael, Gerim. Now we think of Gerim, particularly male Gerim, that they have two things that they have to do. Besides, of course, learning old halachas, etc., but they have to go and immerse themselves in the mikvah, and they have to have bris milah. Fine. However, the Gemara elsewhere tells us that really they're also required to bring a carbon. The reason why they're required to bring a carbon is because the geiris bizman hazeh is like how all of our forefathers became part of Klal Yisrael and accepted the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai, and at that time they brought the Yizbuch, Zvachim, Shlamim,
like it's in the post.
Exactly. They brought Kabbonis at that time, just like they brought Kabbonis at that time. A Ger Bizman Hazeh also has to bring a carbon. But the Gemara says elsewhere, I think Zechus Krisis, if I'm not mistaken, that unfortunately we don't have a Beis Hamikdash today. So Mietz Hashem, when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, all the Gerim will stand online, will bring Kabbonis at that time. Now, to make sure that he doesn't forget, he should set aside a Revius Kesef. Revius Kesef was the amount that, at least in times of Chazal, to go and buy a pair of oifis. He doesn't have to buy the hamas, he can go and buy just oifis. That's sufficient for purposes of this chiyuv. So he should go and set aside Revius Kesef for purposes of purchasing that kan, and Yad Vashem, when the Beis Midrash will be rebuilt. As we state on in the price. Om Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon says, yes,
it says Rova Dinar.
Saying, what's the Rivas Kesef? It's right. A quarter of a dinner. Okay,
and if you wonder how much that is, you go find a chicken, find the cost, and then you can say that is the, or pigeons.
I'm sure you meant Tarab and Yoinek, exactly, right? You have to find out how much cost, exactly. Yeah. But at least the time the Chazal was right, some say right the dinner, like you're saying, others say it's a Rav Shekel. But it doesn't make a difference. The point is, you put away my beya for that purpose. Om Reb Shimon! Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai said it's not a good idea to continue this halacha today. If they're going to go and set aside the Vyasa Kesef, who knows what's going to happen with that Kesef? It can come the day Takala to a Michshol. What would be the Takala? Obviously, that it's been there for so many years, eventually they may forget that they're going to use it for a Dvar Chulin. Or, after the person passes away, the next generation, what is this money all about? It can only cause trouble. Where do we get this from? We have a Mishnah which states, and the Vilna Goyim takes out the next few words, because as we know that's not the case. We are Magbi and Trumas and Maiser, so that doesn't apply. But Ein Makdishin Vilei Marichin Vilei Machrimin Vim Hintish Vilei Oy Herich Oy Hechrim, take out Oy Higbia Haksus Tisarif Havahim Tiyoker. In other words, the Chacham said, nowadays don't be Makdish, don't say, oh, I want to be Makdish, my table, my shirt, my tie, my pen for the Beis Hamikdash. Don't do that. Vilei Marichin, don't say Erki Olai or Erich Ploini Olai, and don't make a Cherem. Cherem means to go and say, I'm Machrim the following object, depending whether you're Machrim for Kahana, Machrim for the Beis Hamikdash. Don't do these things nowadays, because it can only lead Bali De Takol. If you didn't, you didn't listen, you were Makdish, Machrim, then Haksus Tisarev, if you were in fact were Makdish or Marach or Marach, it can be Marach Exus, but you can be Makdish Exus and say the Exus should have holiness, it should be sanctified. I'm now hereby sanctifying it for the Beis Hamikdash. Take that Exus and Tisaruf and go and burn it immediately, because somebody's eventually going to wear that Exus, not realizing, and it's going to be Moil Behagdish. So go and burn it. So it shouldn't be a Takala. Abehema, go and Tiyaker. What's the definition of Tiyaker? Keitzad. You don't go and kill it directly, you cause it to have a death indirectly. Any money that you set aside, you makdish, throw into the amalek. Okay, that's all fine. The Gabi Hilchos, Machrim and Makdish, and also the Gabi Hilchos Ger, that the Ger should not put away the Revias Kesef anymore, because Bitler Birkin Dakne. Zokimar. Over the Hiktish, what happens if in fact he did set aside the Revias Kesef, he didn't listen to the Bitul of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what would happen? Since all we heard was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with Mavatlit, don't set aside the money, it sounds like that over the Hikdish, what happens if a person didn't listen to this Bitul of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he did set aside the money, it sounds like Kidshoy, it would have a din of Kiddusha. And therefore the Gemara asks now a stira. Here in the case of the Ger putting away the Revias Kesef, you're telling me it would have Kiddusha. However, by the Machtsa Shekel, we said Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon, it does not get Kedusha. So Reb Yehuda Antudraya, we've had him before in our Masechta, Boi Kumi asked in front of Reb Yossi, Hocha at Omar, here you're saying that Kidshoy, which is the Hocha at Omar, by the Ger that put away the money, don't do it. But if he did it, mashma that it's Kodesh. V'hocha at Omar, and hereby the case of the Machtsa Shekel, Reb Shimon Yehuda said the name of Reb Shimon, Loi Kidshoy, don't you have a stira?
How is it Kodesh? It's Kodesh. Once it's bottled, no matter what, it's bottled.
You're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai?
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was mevatel the din of setting it aside. But he didn't go the next step and say, and by the way, if you set it aside, it doesn't get Kedusha. It's Masha, he's just saying, don't do it. But if he did it, it will get Kedusha after all.
Exactly.
It's not like Hefker doesn't Hefker. He said, don't do it. But if he did it, it gets Kedusha. And Lamais, it's the same thing as the case of the Makdish Marech Amachar. That they also said, don't do it, but if it's effective. The same thing with Gabbay, the Ger's Revias Kesef, it's effective, but according to Reb Shimon Yehuda, by the Machta Shekel, it's not effective. Is the Chasira, is it effective? Not effective. Oh, Malay! Taman lekach ein matishan lechachalem neshem mitzvah lehakar mitrum lechadosha. V'heich havala yeshona. He's saying, I'll tell you why there's a difference between the Machta Shekel and between the Ger's putting away the Revias Kesef. The Gabbai the Machtsa Shekel, there they were Masakin that even if you go and you're Matish it, it will not get the Kedusha. You know why? Because when it comes to Machtsa Shekel, as we know, you're supposed to bring in Metruma Chadosha on Rish Chodesh Nissen for the new Kabbalah. The Heich Havali Yishana. And if you're going to go and set aside the money now, let's assume that the Beis Hamikdash unfortunately is not rebuilt by this coming first of Nisan. Now it's the second day of Nisan. Uh-oh, the money that you set aside is really going to become no longer Taklin Haditin, now it's going to become Taklin Atikin, it's going to become Yeshana. And that's why the Chum said, it doesn't make sense. Because yes, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and Hakalei B'chol Yom Shiyavai, but unfortunately, it's taken a few years, and might take another week, or month, or year. And therefore, it's not a good idea. Therefore, the Chum said, no condition. V'holcha Mai Yislach L'meimer, Ha Yeshana Hi, what are you going to tell me by the Ger that it's Yoshan? L'gab Hekdeshis, Achirim, like any other type of hekdesh, the kinesh oger, ain't a tzarech hadosh. Tzadinav has to be from a new matbea. It could be an old matbea that you set aside 50 years ago. And therefore, vim hekdesh kadosh, and that's why if you are makdish on a matbea, it remains kadosh. I'll just say the next couple of words, so we should end off on a wonderful note. The anichena achi bona beis hamikdash. You should leave it until the binyan beis hamikdash should be able to use that kinoy shoger to go and bring his carbon. We'll stop over here. So when anybody wants to make a siyum in the future, we can use in the future. Maybe we'll make a siyum here in a few days. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. Meheri bona beis hamikdash. And Mitzvah Hashem will start tomorrow. Shiva siyum in koydim. Go to Lichtenstein. I'll tell you what.